players that are on the panel for a number of years now, you know, but it's, you know, like everything, it's time for them to put their hand up now and start pushing for their place in the team, and have more involvement in the campaign ahead. So, you know, they know that and they expect that of themselves, so I wouldn't expect anything less of them.
Have they put their hand up, John? Have you been impressed? What have you taken from the last two games?
They've done well over the last two games, but, you know, they know themselves, they have a lot of work to do, and that it's a very competitive, you know, environment that they're working in, but, you know, at the same time, their attitude is good, and you know, that's all I can ask for at this time of year, that their attitude is good and that they're trying to bring as much as they possibly can to the table. They're trying to play a bit of Fitzgibbon Cup as well at the same time, so, you know, it's a balancing act, but so far so good. I think for us, we've tried to, you know, give the boys enough time to work with their college and still get a little bit of involvement with us as well.
How satisfying is it to have lads pushing like that, pushing your regulars, shall we say?
It's vital. It's not just satisfying, it's vital. And, you know, these boys are ambitious and they want to be playing a bigger part in what's ahead of us, maybe, you know, throughout, you know, the springtime and summer. So, you know, now is the time to be putting their hand up. And, you know, they're doing it with their colleges as well, to be fair. They're playing well with the colleges as well, so that's important.
Can I just ask you about the water breaks going? Have you any opinions on it? Happy to see them go, or would you like to see them...
Well, by all accounts, it's going to be a major setback to us, so we'll have to wait and see, won't we?
Can I just ask you about that? You've no way of communicating with players, basically, between the start and half-time now, which is no mere fauna. It must be difficult, it must be challenging.
Well,
to get
it's very difficult because, listen, I know for a fact I was trying to shout in messages at, during the game in the first half there, yeah. when the crowd was really involved and there was a lot of noise in the stadium and there's only 8,000 here, mm-hmm. and the lads couldn't hear me. So, you know, this is a problem. Like, you know, why do you think the Mayor Forner was introduced in the first place? Only so that we could get messages in. Mm-hmm. You know, I think there will be... It'll be very interesting to hear the comments of others throughout the season when... You know, people will struggle to get messages into their team. So we'll have to wait and see.
It was somewhat manageable during COVID when there was nobody here.
Actually, it was easy during COVID. You could hear every word that was said in the field during COVID.
Yeah, yeah.
You could hear a fellow whispering into another fellow's ear during COVID.
Yeah.
You're not going to hear a thing, I don't think, this year anyway.
Yeah.
John, it's going to be a short year. We'll be finished by August, some sooner than that. There's going to be an awful lot of games now between league and round robin. It's
there is,
and
your Fitzgibbon Cup is only getting going really now, you know, because they're only in the round robin section of their competition as well. So there's going to be a lot of matches, but you know.
Are you glad to be back to the round robin?
I am, yeah, yeah, absolutely, yeah. The more games, the better, really, you know. And it is going to be challenging, of course. It is going to be really tough, but that's why we need to be building our player base and having as many players as possible, you know, ready to play and willing to play and up to the standard. And that's, you know, what our challenge is, to have, you know, as many players as possible up to, you know, participating and adding to what the team are doing on any given day.
John, that's the first of three meetings between Clare and Limerick here this year. Like, so how significant, if any, was, you know, winning with ease today?
Asher, it's not of no significance, really, you know, being honest about it. There's only one match that matters here this year. That's the one in June or May, whenever it is on. But the championship match is the one that matters, right? And that's the bottom line. Everything else is only, you know, a dress rehearsal before it.
How are yourself and your squad dealing with, John? There seemed to be huge interest, crowds, media, everything in... What's obviously in the pre-season tournament, you know, is a big. How are yourself and your team managing the early season?
Listen, we don't even think about it.
Yeah.
You know, we just do our work. We enjoy it, and we're absolutely thrilled to have our families and our club mates and everybody else, you know, able to go to the matches now, and involved and able to get out and enjoy it. And I think that was fantastic to see so many people here today. Just glad to make it.